Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services in studio with us. He is on my left, which would be on your right on the radio dial. 320. What's your phone number? 258-3688.
Yeah, something like that.
320-258-3688. Gens Financial Services. Great to have you in studio, sir.
Great to be here. Did you have a nice 4th of July?
I did. Maybe a little holdover going on right now. Also, folks, want to remind you, when you go to Gens Financial, you can also ring them up on the phone, 258-3688, but online at Gens Financial Services, gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z. The month of July is here, sir.
It is. We're deep into or somewhat into already. Just to remind people that if you're listening to this show in December, they go, why are these guys talking about 4th of July? Well, because Saturday and Sunday shows are replays.
Yep.
And on a very rare time, Monday, Wednesdays are also replayed. Not too often, though. But we are doing it live here July 5th.
So you betcha.
Hopefully everybody had a great, safe 4th of July. And if you have the rest of the week off or next couple of days off, enjoy your time. Enjoy your time off.
We saved some Roman candles for my oldest daughter. It is her birthday today.
Oh, nice. How old is she getting to be?
Well, she's to the age where I shouldn't say that she's 48, because they get a little cranky then. You
it's
know?
Just a number, Bob.
I know it is. But how about this? What a great birthday to remember. 7575. Even I can remember that. Huh. A lot easier than your phone number, Niles.
Here's a better one. 7711.
7711.
Just 77.
Okay.
Nellie's birthday.
Oh, sure.
My dog.
I'm sorry, Nellie. You could bring her to the ballpark tonight. The
I actually
pile.
Was going to bring her today, but I thought she'd be a little twitchy. He likes to bark.
She's pretty active is what she is.
She's pretty active.
Yeah.
Our new website has been approved.
Cool.
By all the bodies that had to approve it. So it should be up and running here very, very, very shortly.
Yeah.
Not this week.
Right.
But I would say within 10 days or so, 2 weeks.
All right.
And once we get it up and running, I will make the announcement on our show.
Yeah.
And then we'll run everybody through it. It's phenomenal. Of course, I had nothing to do with it, of course.
Yeah.
But it's just phenomenal what that thing can do.
The interactivity is what it's all about.
Yes.
For sure.
So it'll be able to store past radio shows where our current website doesn't have the capacity to do that. Okay. So if you add a topic like Social Security or any other topics that we'll have on, you just click on it and you can listen to what we talked about on the radio show. So today I just want to start out by not talking about what we're going to talk about. But I want to talk about something that's been kind of under my skin here as of late. More so as of late. It's called attitude. And what I want to talk about is when I turned on the news last night at 10 o'clock and this morning at 5 o'clock, there is so much negativity. So if I watch the news in the morning of the people that got shot in Chicago, the people that got shot in Fort Worth, the people that got shot in Philadelphia, the drowning down by Lake City, the drowning Buffalo, we had a drowning here the other day. I never heard if the person passed, and I haven't heard the results of that one.
Right.
But if you that's all you listen to, yeah, the sky's falling, Bob.
No doubt.
You might as well not bother taking a shower, getting right. going to work. That the sky's going to fall. Yep. The world's coming to an end today.
You are correct.
Now, we do know the world's going to come to an end. Heaven's going to come down to meet Earth. We all,
yes, sir.
Christians know that.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a great day when that happens, by the way.
Yes, sir.
But I would encourage everybody going forward for the balance of the year, stop being so negative. Because
mm-hmm.
I see it when people come into the office, not clients, people who are coming either from workshops, radio show, referrals, the people are more negative now than they even were 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Okay? What did we celebrate yesterday?
Our Independence Day.
Okay? What do we do every Sunday if we want to?
Go to church.
We go to church.
Thank okay? God for what we have.
Yeah, thank God for what we have. And if you've been blessed with a family, both you and I have been blessed with a family.
Yep.
Look at your family. Look at the kids. Look at your in-laws.
Yeah.
Look at your grandkids, okay? But sit back. And this is what I do. And we have family get-togethers.
Yep.
But my kids are, Dad, you're so quiet. Well, first off, it's my nature to be quiet. Everybody knows
yes,
that.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
But I like
yes.
to sit back and just watch the interaction of the family members
yeah.
and the youngsters, the grandkids. And you got to sit back and say, yeah, it's not all doom and gloom.
You know, true. When you look at that family and you see those kids, you realize what it's all about.
Yeah. So, again, I would encourage everybody going forward, shut the TVs off, okay? Do things that are positive. The sky is not falling.
Right.
Do I like the current political environment? Of course not, okay? Anybody with half a brain would tell you the political environment is not good. Will it get better? I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, get rid of the bad attitudes.
There is only one thing that we really truly can control, and that is our attitude.
That's ourselves.
It is up to us.
So if I'm a business owner, not if I am a business owner. So if I walk in the office in the mornings and I'm negative, where do you think that flows downhill?
Absolutely.
To? So it flows down to staff. If I'm negative in the morning, I wake up. Where does that flow to? It flows to my spouse.
Yeah.
And, Bob, you believe it or not, my dogs can pick up if I have a bad attitude.
Yes, they can.
They got them little tails that are behind him. They kind of tuck. Oh, he's not in a good mood. I don't do that with them. Just an exaggeration, obviously. But if your animals can pick it up, your family could pick it up, your staff can pick it up. Maybe you should pick it up.
Exactly right.
So there's my preacher's collar. We'll put that off to the side.
That is such a good thing, though. Let's be happier. We can do that.
Let's be happy for what we got.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You know, I often think about when I see big get-togethers, I see jets fly over, I think of what it must be like in some other countries.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea comes to mind. China comes to mind. Iran comes to mind. Other blank holes of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how'd you like to live there?
Yep. We were on the stage over at St. Joe, and I read a piece from Irma Bombeck, and of all things, you know, you look at how those countries that you talked about, how do they celebrate their independence days, right? They celebrate it with army tanks and all this stuff, all those parades, and you darn well better be there looking the right way at the guy.
And you better clap with it.
Absolutely.
You're supposed to clap.
So here in this country, what do? Picnics, kids, families, fireworks, all that stuff. That's how we celebrate our independence.
So again, I encourage everybody, turn the attitudes around, okay? Your life will be much better with a better attitude versus a grumpy attitude, okay? So let's just move on.
Yep. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services in studio with us. Their phone number, 258-3688, online at gensfinancial.com.
So obviously yesterday was Independence Day.
Right.
So let's talk about a little different Independence Day, and that's your Financial Independence Day. You get to pick that date, okay? You get to pick the date with some planning that you will be financial independent.
Right.
Yeah. In the simplest form, of course, financial independence is the liberty to live as you want, free of financial limitations that otherwise could influence finance life decisions, okay? So the first goal in financial planning is to set a goal.
Yes.
Bob, you and I have got to know each other real well the last about 10 and a half years now, whatever it's been, 9 and a half, something
like
that.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about goals almost every week.
Right.
Now, do I have goals myself pinned down to the date? No.
Right.
But in the back of my mind, I know what is going to be needed in the future. I know what our debt to asset ratio is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I despise debt. I was talking to Nick and Adria, and Asher brought his parents over on Sunday. I should say my grandson. He brought Nick and Adria along.
Yeah.
So Nick was talking. Nick and I were out.
Nice of him, by the way.
They got to drive.
Yeah.
So Nick and I are outside doing stuff what father and sons do. And he goes, Dad, my lease is up on my car this fall. What should I do? And Nick drives a nicer car than he probably should drive
because
he works from home.
Mm-hmm.
This car is a year and a half old. I think it just turned 4,000 miles on it.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's a lease.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
I said, that's a nice car, Nick. Do you really need a nice car like that sitting in the garage, just sitting there?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, I just have it. And he has a very small lease payment, like $310 a month or something.
Okay.
And he said, you have a big credit on that car, don't you? Because he put a big downstroke.
Sure.
That's his money that they're hanging on to.
Exactly right.
Okay. Why don't you just take that money when the lease is up and go and say, find a car on the lot that is that dollar amount. Let's say it's $15,000. Get yourself a $15,000 car that can sit in the garage, just like the one that's much more than that.
Yeah.
And guess what? When you got to go get diapers or go down to get groceries, it'll get you, they're just nice.
Darn right, okay? It does, yeah.
He goes, yeah, then I get rid of those payments. I say, yeah, they, duh. And then I can put more, then Nick, you can put more of that into your retirement account. And I said, take your calculator and we get home and figure that out. And he called me up. Yeah, you're right. So the point is, even if it's only $300 a month, but $300 a month over 10, 15, 20 years when you're young like that.
Yes, sir.
Even old timers like you and I, that adds up after a while.
Yep.
But the key to financial independence is to set goals, realistic goals, obviously.
Right.
You can't say, I just saw my first Maserati the other day in Buffalo. What is somebody in Buffalo driving a Maserati for?
I know.
Maybe they're
that's a car they take out on Sundays or something.
Well,
maybe. Who knows?
A car you should see over in Italy or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, true. That's funny.
Set goals, but again, within reason. The Maserati's not within reason. Yeah. But set reasonable goals. Live below your means.
Mm-hmm.
Helene and I often talk. We go east of Buffalo through St. Michael quite often.
Yeah.
And there's housing develops on the west side of St. Michael. Big houses. They're 20 feet apart. There's 10-foot setbacks.
McMansions?
Yeah, McMansions is right. And it says starting at $400,000. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So then you go buy a development that's been there for a year or so. There's no decks on the houses. You go by at night, there's no curtains.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that tell you when there's no deck and no curtains?
House poor.
They are living right up to the max.
Right.
And there's probably a new Suburban sitting in the driveway and another
boat,
toys. And I'm going, boy, you must love your banker. Okay. I don't like banks. You know, I don't like paying interest. It should take that. People that work in the banks are great. That's not the point.
Right. I understand.
But I don't like paying interest to somebody else.
Sure.
I like them to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
So debt is huge. And we preach about this, you and I, every week.
What has happened to switch everything around? Everybody's buying everything on credit up to their eyeballs.
Yep. When you go, I bought a new ATV because my other one was 16 years old.
Right.
Did I need a new one? Yeah, maybe not, but my other one was 16 years old.
Yep.
So I went and bought a new one here a couple months ago at Truman Welter's in Buffalo.
Yeah.
They didn't pay me for that plug, by the way. But when I was there, the salesman said, well, how are you financing this? I go, Warren?
Yeah. It's just assumed, isn't it?
Yeah. He goes, you're not going to finance it? I wouldn't be here buying a dang toy to finance it, okay?
Yeah.
I said, you see that thing in my pocket? It's called a checkbook.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this to brag by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm saying if I didn't have the means to pay for the ATV, I wouldn't have been sitting there buying the dang thing.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So stop buying toys on credit. You and I grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
My dad and his brother Melford farm, they never, ever bought a piece of equipment unless they could write a check out for
it.
Yep. Now, granted, it's not a $500,000 combine like they got now. I'm sure most of those are leased or are financed.
Right.
But still, the point is they didn't buy anything, not even a car, unless they could pay for it.
My dad always bought used cars,
mm-hmm.
right, and paid cash for them all the time.
My dad owned a Skelly gas station.
Right.
Never, ever bought a car unless it had 100,000 miles on it. Then he'd run them to 200, 250, to 300 until they fell apart, and he called Gables up in Spirit Lake, Iowa, which is the car junkyard.
So, yep.
I got one for you. Here's the title for it.
You know, in those days, that was amazing.
Yep.
Think about that.
Yep. So, but the point is, kind of get off course here a little bit, is that get rid, don't take on too much debt, live within your means, and also take smart risks when it comes to investing your money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen to the boys down to Perkins or whatever, where you meet the guys and say, well, this is what Frank did, and this is how much money Frank made off of this investment. Because Frank is only going to brag about the stuff where he made money.
The good stuff, exactly.
He's
right.
Not going to tell you about stuff he lost his shorts, okay?
Yeah.
So you want to take risks that are smart risks, okay? And as you get older, such as in our age bracket, you want to start backing off on those risks because you don't have time to make up for a mistake, okay? So that's where we come into play. Do I have to kind of pin people back a little bit? Yep, I do.
Yeah.
But they sure thank me 5, 10, 15, 20 years later that say, hey, what you said was going to work, worked.
Yeah.
Okay? So, again, financial independence day, it's strong. It depends on you. First off, you have to have, I would call it a dream. What do you want your retirement to look like?
Right.
You and I have talked about this on air, off air. My dream, retirement.
Yep.
Of course, spending time with my wife, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the kids and the grandkids. Not too much, so I become a burden to them, obviously. I'm not going to chase after them every day.
Right.
But also be able to do things that we want to do within reason, okay? Everybody listening today or has listened past, know my wife's had some health scares. Mm-hmm. So that's got our attention to say, hey, we are sure glad the things we've done in the past because now we are kind of handcuffed. Is the future look brighter? Yes, it looks a lot brighter.
Right.
Okay. But again, have dreams that are realistic. Pick up hobbies. Pick up volunteering. You talk to anybody who's retired 6 months to a year ago or 2 years ago, boredom is one of the worst things for
True.
Retirement.
Boredom gets you into trouble, folks.
Yep. So have a general.
Or it can.
Yeah. Have a general guideline of what you want your independence to look like. Set goals, build a budget. That's huge. Build a budget. Have an emergency fund. Have at least 3 to 6 months living expenses set aside in a cash account, if you would, such as at a bank or money market account that you can get at to. And obviously, we've beat this one enough. Pay down debt or don't have any debt.
Yep.
Three simple ways to achieve financial goals. Define what your goals look like.
Write them down.
Yeah, write them down on even a simple notepad. Meet with a couple this afternoon who were in a couple weeks ago. She's very good at setting. She has all down a piece of paper. Here's what they have for assets by account.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they have for debt, which is minimal at best. Here's what the phone bill is. Here's the cell phone. Here's the gas bill. Here's the insurance bill. Those things are somewhat consistent.
Yeah.
You can look back at your checkbook the last 90 days and see where that stuff came
you
from.
You should do this. It is such an eye-opener if you never have.
Because you can find some wastage in there where you're wasting money.
Yeah.
Okay. I've noticed as I become older, and Bob, you're probably picking up on it too for yourself, I get to be more frugal as I get older.
That's a good way.
Al's Jr. sent me a text the other day. No, he told me the other day in the office, watch this movie on Amazon Prime. So Helene and I did not go to any fireworks last night. So I texted her, what's the name of that movie I'm supposed to watch?
Sure.
So he told me, my wife had to show me how to get to Amazon Prime. I'd never been there before. And she had to talk slow and not use big words.
Sure, I gotcha.
But yeah, I go to it and I find the movie, $5.99. I'm not paying $5.99 to rent the movie. Wife goes, you cheap, you know what? I go, you're darn right, you cheap. A month from out, it'll be free.
Well, that's funny.
So I clicked to something. Oh. I refuse to rent movies on TV.
All right.
I also almost refuse to go to movies, by the way.
Yeah.
Because
that's another story.
That's another story.
Yes, sir.
But again, I noticed, you know, a year ago, I bought it without heartbeat.
Yeah.
It just, boom.
Yep.
But after a while, you notice that. And I'm not being cheap, you know, any type of that stuff, but it just doesn't sit right to spend money where it's not necessary.
Interesting that you would say what you just said a year ago, no problem, would have thrown that money down, even if it's only $6 or $5.99, right? So we started off by talking about attitude. So, you know, you are spot on by thinking more about what is more important.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, Holly and I got married as teenagers.
Right.
Most people know that. I foresee us celebrating 70, 75 years, probably in the bank.
Yep.
That's a long time. We have to have the assets that last that long.
Yeah.
And if somebody out there has a look, check your billfolds or your purses tonight for me. If you have a 1979 $20 bill, I'll buy it from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll only give you $19, but he'll buy it.
No, we had inflation, so it's only worth about $5. But anywho, I'll buy it from you because that's the year we got married, and that's what we had in my pocket between the two of us. No, zero.
Isn't it funny how things change? And it just goes back to what we were talking about earlier, the fact that, you know, everybody is under this idea that we have to have everything, that our kids have to have everything. They don't.
No. Now, again, I'll be the first one, if my kids are listening to you, they're going, Dad, you have nice stuff. We do.
Haven't you worked your tail off?
Oh, Niles? I don't even have a tail anymore.
Exactly.
Bob.
It's gone.
It's gone. But the point is that none of it's on credit.
Right.
You know, I don't get anything unless I could pay for it.
Right.
Okay. Now, obviously, Helene, I've been blessed all the way through with a very nice family, great kids, great grandkids, great in-laws, and I mean that seriously.
Yep.
But the point is, set financial goals that are achievable, set life goals that are achievable. Nothing to do with money,
right.
Life goals. I told you about something that happened at our church this last Saturday that just eye-opener.
Yes, sir.
And determine your biggest kind of financial concerns. Establish a plan, boost your savings, save your tax refunds. First off, you shouldn't be getting a tax refund.
Yeah.
You should have just enough taken out of your paychecks to pay your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you overpay, but if somebody says, I got a $3,000 tax return. What the heck? You know what?
Yeah.
Why are you letting them use your money for free?
Yeah.
Adjust your payroll. So you get that as close to zero as possible.
Could you use another $250 a month? Hello?
I think so. But again, if you do get a tax return, so we go, I'm going to go to somewhere and blow it.
Yeah, right. Here comes the big vacation.
No.
Yeah.
Throw it into something.
How's your emergency fund?
Yes. Get it built up. So maximize planned contributions and things like that. And again, retain your current level of living when you get a pay raise.
Pretty important.
Okay. Nick and I talk about that. He gets a nice pay raise, yep. 5% bonus or whatever. Put it into your retirement account.
Discipline. Discipline is what it takes.
Yep.
Niles Gentz, Gentz Financial Services. Their phone number is 258-3688. They are online at GentzFinancial.com. GENTZ, GentzFinancial.com. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services, in studio with us. Their telephone number is 258-3688. They are online at GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Niles, workshops for the month of July. They are kind of suspended, aren't they?
We haven't done workshops in July for, I'd say, decades.
Yeah.
We will be starting up probably the third week in August, I would guess.
Okay.
Should be posted on our brand new website that we should have in 10 days, 2 weeks.
Okay.
But just check back and we'll be talking about it on air. As soon as they're scheduled, I'll let you know.
And just because there are no workshops scheduled, that does not mean that you can't ring up Niles Gens and make an appointment.
Yeah, our schedule is very full. We did Monday here in town the day before 4th of July.
Yep.
I was very busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you surprised?
No.
Yep.
You know, just I knew it.
Yeah.
Today, a pretty busy schedule. Tomorrow, pretty busy. Friday, I'll be gone on Friday.
Yep.
And then, we're busy as you're as busy as you want to be, but when you have as many clients as we have, you stay busy, naturally stay busy.
Not to mention, folks are interested in what's going on
out
there.
Yeah, they sure are. So we kind of left it off before we went to the news. So we'll kind of go back one step. I can't encourage people enough that when you get a raise at work, hopefully you get a raise, either hourly wage or salary raise, or if you get a bonus, tuck that money away. You were doing just fine, hopefully, before you got that raise. Take that bonus that you got or the raise, or if you have a 401k or a simple plan, tell them to put that raise into your retirement account. Because if you were doing just fine before the raise, you do just fine after the raise.
Yeah, but now we can get that boat. Now we can get the snowmobile.
Yeah, sure. Okay. But if you get a raise or something, try to be disciplined enough. Maybe just put half the raise aside. Okay. But do something to put the money off to the
or
side.
Or used instead of new.
Yes. Gently used is always nice. So another thing that always amazes me and almost amazes me, I should say almost every day. It's the people will come in off the radio show, workshop, referral, however they come, word of mouth, off the website. And we'll sit down with them. Usually Niles Jr. sits down with them or Kevin sits down with them. And then they get to me on the second appointment. And he started looking through all their documents, and I'll go, Bob, you don't have a will. You don't have a power of attorney.
You don't have life insurance.
You don't have a health care director. You don't have life insurance. You're working with a financial planner. Yeah, I've been working with him for years. What do you do when you go see him? Well, he shows me pie graphs and charts on his dual screen computer, shows me, you know, past performance and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I said, oh, so you're investing on past performance. So you're chasing something, right? Yep, we're chasing something. Do you know what he's charging you? Nope. Don't know. Most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or other side of the coin, you're working with an 800 number. You call Brian up on an 800 number, and Brian doesn't know you from the last person.
And his name's not Brian.
And Brian's sitting in a cubicle somewhere or sitting in his living room in his, never mind.
Yeah.
And he's your financial planner, okay? There's more to a financial plan than just numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have your ducks in a row in case, you know what, hits the fan. You have to have your ducks in a row to be ready for retirement. And you have to be invested per your age and your wills and your wants, mm-hmm. okay? If you go to a well-known brokerage firm here in town and they say, use the same cookie-cutter portfolios that the guy who just left before you or the gal, guy or gal who's coming behind you, that should be a light bulb to say, well, wait a second, why am I the same as everybody else?
You're not.
You're not. So again, if you're not getting asked questions about what you want your retirement to look like, if you're just showing anybody, I can show you a past performance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could go to any kid in high school and say, hey, when Bob comes in, show them these pie graphs and charts and show them what it's done the last year, the last 3 years, last 5 years since inception. You just show them all these numbers. This 18-year-old kid can do it.
Right.
That's not financial planning. Financial planning is what is the future hold? Yes, I do want a rate of return on my investments.
Right.
But yes, I want to protect my underside investment in the event of market volatility, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So, again, just more to financial planning than look at past performance. So, also, I would, if you've not engaged a tax advisor such as a CPA, I would encourage you to do that. Or if you have simple W-2 wages right now, probably a software program, a computer is good enough. But once you retire, you really do need to get a CPA-type person involved to know what you should take out of your retirement accounts, when to take it out. Now, some people can do it themselves, so if you're doing it yourself and it's worked, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I generally encourage you to seek a professional when it comes to taxes. Another thing I'd kind of wrap up the last 4 or 5 minutes that we have is stay calm. What did we start the show on?
Attitude.
You know, attitude. Stop listening to these talking heads on TV, listening to about the doom and gloom, because you will get negative listening to those people. A very, very good friend of ours at church, her husband passed away 2 years ago this coming fall.
Okay.
So I knew they're married a couple days short of 50 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
So she was in the office a couple weeks ago, and it was doom and gloom. The sky's falling.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it upon myself to walk into her business last week during a downtime because I knew she wouldn't be busy.
Right.
And she works there part-time. Her daughter owns the business, but she works 1 or 2 days a week.
Sure.
So her name, my made-up name, say her name's Sally.
Okay.
So, hi, Sally. How you doing? Hi, Niles. How you doing? How's the kids? How's the wife? You know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And I looked at Tony, how are you? Well, then I said, last time I saw you, I told you stop watching TV.
Yeah.
Turn off the news. Are you doing that? Well, Tony, please, you're 80 years old. Stop watching negativity on TV because it's going to make you look sad. And she looks sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? You have 2 beautiful daughters. You got 5 great grandkids. You go to a great church. Go to the same church I do.
Yep.
And I'll appreciate what you have. Okay? So my point is stay calm. Doom and gloom. The sky's not falling. You got a picture you want to show me?
No, I'm holding up my cell phone because the TV is not the only thing that is filled with baloney.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't think that these people are marketing their baloney to you, mm-hmm. their version of doom and gloom,
yep.
you should turn your phone off.
Yeah, doom and gloom, I guess.
It sells. It
sells stuff. Yeah. So again, stay calm, prioritize your goals, be prepared for major life events.
I was going to ask you how long or how often, Niles, in a year, every 12 months, how often should you re-examine where you are, particularly if you have a life change?
We try to meet with our clients once a year.
Okay. Is that enough? Well, obviously it must be.
Vast majority of them. Some clients require more than once a year. Some are two, some are three.
Okay.
I do have some other clients that are more older, widows, widowers, that type of stuff.
Right.
That you might meet with on a bi-monthly or quarterly basis.
But they're further along in the journey, right?
Right. Any major life events, a marriage is a major life event.
You think?
Yeah. A divorce. We have had not even a handful of clients that have gotten a divorce over the years.
Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting. But the one we had, I can think of, she lives over in the Ramsey area.
Okay.
As soon as I met, it was her second marriage for both of them. As soon as I met that guy, I go, really?
Oh, no.
Because he was I won't say it.
Yeah.
So I don't have that much experience dealing with divorces, but common sense tells me you got to get a good attorney. You got to be calm about it. You got to be fair about it. One thing we do deal with on a monthly basis at our office is the death of a client.
Right.
We are very experienced in that. Denise and I can handle those death claims, for lack of a better word, very easily, very efficiently if it's a client of ours, because we know all the ducks were in a row before something happened.
Right.
Death of another loved one, say a sibling, mom, dad, things like that. We could actually get a fair amount of calls off this radio show.
Yeah.
Say, Niles, we're listening to your show and my mom died and we don't know what to do.
Right.
We've had quite a few people come in, and the vast majority of the time, I can just do this, do this. You got to get an attorney. Here's an sure. attorney's business, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But also, changing jobs is a major life event.
Boy, I guess.
Having a baby or two or three or four are major events.
Buying that house.
Buying that house is a major event. Selling your house is a major event. We've dealt with clients over the years that want to downsize, retired, and sell their houses. So we kind of held their hands through that.
Right.
So basically, if you have any questions of the things we talk about on air, just give us a call. The offices don't open until 9 o'clock. But give us a call at 320-258-3688. Schedule an appointment. The first appointment would be with Niles Jr. or Kevin.
Right.
And they'll gather information from you. Then you'll meet with me a week or two down the road. But don't procrastinate. We've had people call into the office. Yeah, we've been listening to your show since you guys started 10 years ago.
We thought we'd give you a call after 10 years.
which is fine. So again, I'm going to wrap up the show today. Everybody, make it a goal today, tomorrow, the next week. Work on your attitudes.
Yes, sir.
It's not doom and gloom. We do know heaven's going to come down and meet earth eventually.
Yep.
Which is a cool story. We'll get one pastor talk about how that's going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Just be happy for what you have. Don't be jealous of what the neighbors have. Enjoy what you got. And if you've been blessed with a family, enjoy your family.
You know, there's a book. Isn't there a book out there that talks about how to make all those things? Oh, yeah, it's called the Bible.
It's the most read book in history, by the way.
Yes, sir. Niles, thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
You bet. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. It is 850. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services. Their phone number, 258-3688. They are online at gensfinancial.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.